GDP, housing starts, unemployment. In these tough economic times, it's easy to focus solely on numbers. So we'd like you to meet one of the faces behind those numbers, Morgan Oliver. She's 23 years old, and she played by what she thought were the rules. That means she got good grades and earned her college degree. But that hasn't paid off yet, and she can't find enough work to pay her bills. Chicago Public Radio's Adrian Hill has Morgan Oliver's story.
Morgan Oliver graduated with an expensive degree from Columbia College in Chicago last May. She had a 3.82 GPA, a degree in art, entertainment, and media management, and high, high hopes for what was next in life.
I was excited about kind of the job search. I thought I wouldn't have a problem getting a job, and so it was going to be fun to be able to, like, find jobs and apply for them, and then I might even have a choice to, like, pick. I might have more than one offer.
But after months of searching, her confidence is shaky. She's not getting interviews. These days, she rarely has the chance to impress anyone other than her boyfriend. They live together in an apartment on the north side of Chicago. They're making pizza. She's the cook of the two.
That's all we're having is olives and tomato.
We have onions. You can get out the sauce and the cheese if you want to.
Morgan's job search takes up big chunks of her day. She started looking for work that has nothing to do with her education or background.
This is my sent box in my email, which is not that full right now. I try to delete a lot of things.
This is still a lot of jobs, though. I mean, we have associate, retail management, great job, employment opportunities, desk receptionist.
She says she sent out somewhere between 300 and 500 applications. They're each a little message of optimism. Maybe this job will be the job, a job. Her inbox is filled with automated replies. She's lucky to get a personal rejection.
Here, I got one. Oh, no, that's not one. That's automatic. Wait a minute. I'm sure there are a few.
The only work that Morgan has been able to land is as a dog walker. Most days of the week, she gets paid to take a pug out for a bathroom break. It doesn't come close to paying the bills, so her parents help her out with money.
I kind of feel like the failure in the family, which is sad. And I just want... My parents gave me a lot, and so I want them to be proud of me. And I know they spent a lot of time and effort and money on giving me a good education and home and a good upbringing. It should have paid off.
I think I've raised children who are independent and want to be independent.
That's Libba Oliver, Morgan's mom. I reach her by phone in West Hartford, Connecticut. Libba tells me Morgan's dad calls her his frugalista because she doesn't ask for a lot from them. Jokes aside, she says as a parent, it's hard watching your child struggle.
Morgan knew how to set her sights on a goal and get to that goal and was always able to do that in the academic setting. It's not proving to be so easy in the real world get a job setting.
And that's the case for a lot of newly minted college grads. According to unpublished data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, college graduates between the ages of 20 and 24 had a 7.7% unemployment rate in January of this year. That's nearly double the unemployment rate of older college grads. Morgan does seem like the sort of person who should be able to get a job. She's warm and bright, maybe a little reserved. Now, she mostly fills up her time with the job hunt and errand running, like returning books and DVDs to the library.
Well, we just started going, I'd say, like 2 months ago, because that's when we realized, why aren't we going to the library? It's free and it's like 2 blocks away.
She drops a few books and a documentary about Chicago into a Dropbox.
More than anything, I'm bored. I'm bored of, you know, sitting around and not using my brain actively. In no way would I pick not having a job over having a job.
This isn't at all what she imagined 23 would be like. She was supposed to be working toward the next big thing, dazzling her family and friends with her accomplishments, on her way to becoming a successful adult. It's a goal this economy is making much more difficult. For NPR News, I'm Adrian Hill in Chicago.